Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, AstraZeneca acquires global rights to Dizal Pharmaceuticals' lung cancer drug Zegfrovy. In a deal worth up to $1.5 billion, FDA approves a subcutaneous formulation of Leqembi for early Alzheimer's disease, and a pharmacy executive weighs in on the education gap facing patients starting GLP-1 therapies. AstraZeneca has entered an exclusive license agreement with Dizal Pharmaceutical to acquire worldwide rights to Zegfrovy, an oral EGFR inhibitor already approved in the US and China for a form of non-small cell lung cancer. The deal includes $600 million upfront and up to $900 million in milestone payments, plus tiered royalties, with closing expected in the second half of 2026. Zegfrovy is currently the only oral targeted therapy approved in both countries for tumors with EGFR exon 20 insertion mutations. The agreement follows positive phase 3 data supporting the drug's potential expansion into first-line treatment. FDA has approved a subcutaneous formulation of Leqembi, giving early Alzheimer's patients the option to self-administer the anti-amyloid therapy at home using a weekly auto-injector. The initiation regimen delivers 500 milligrams through two injections, each taking about 15 seconds, with a lower maintenance dose available after 18 months. The approval was supported by sub-studies from the Phase 3 Clarity AD trial showing exposure equivalent to intravenous dosing. Leqembi Iqlik is expected to be available in the U.S. by late August. Kristen Hartzell, Vice President of Clinical Services at RedSail Technologies, notes how patient awareness of GLP-1 medications has outpaced patient understanding, with many starting treatment without a clear grasp of dosing, side effects, or the lifestyle changes needed for lasting results. She points to pharmacists as an increasingly central resource, helping patients manage GI side effects and stay consistent with therapy. Hartzell adds that no single communication channel works for every patient, so manufacturers and providers need to keep their messaging consistent across websites, apps, and in-person conversations alike. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.